friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today, I'm doing a review on a travel bag carry-on that's amazing, and it's called Lux. It was made by a woman, and you could tell that it's made by a woman because there's so many departments, and you can put things in different places. Great product for you guys to buy for your girlfriends, your significant others that are female, your cousins that are women, your mom, your aunt, your grandma, etc., etc. Friend that's a girl. Like, it's a great product. It's literally like you are Mary Poppins. I brought it with me on vacation when I went to visit one of my best friends in Pittsburgh. And she was like, you can carry a lot in here. Yes, it's like a garment. It is a garment bag. So once you unzip it, all the zippers up, there's a garment bag. You can pack a lot of clothes, like, and then zip it up and then pack more. And then there's zippers on the side for you to zip it up. And it's a bag. And pretty much, I would say, again, depending on how bulky your clothes are and stuff like that, I would say probably, like, you could fit 2 weeks, maybe a month worth of clothes. Like, I pack a lot. I'm an overpacker, so it's good for people that are overpacker. And I tested it too. Like, I was like, this, and I still had clothes left over from my vacation visiting one of my best friends that I didn't end up wearing. But yeah, if you're overpacker, this bag is good for you as well. Because I was only there for a week. I packed for 2 weeks and I still had enough space in there. And like, I bought things there as well and put it in there and in my Lux bag, and it still fit. And it's fashionable. It's great. It looks amazing. It fits the travel requirements on size. The only downfall I would give it is because it's a carry-on, you have to listen to the carry-on instructions. So every liquid that you pack has to be 3 ounces. So that is what I would say is a downfall. I would also say, like, you know, it is expensive. I paid $172 for it, but it's worth it. Again, it's a carry-on, so you can bring it on the plane with you. You don't have to pay extra luggage fees. And this is what the creator wanted was a way for women to be able to have to not pay the very expensive bags. Luggage that you have to put on the plane. So she made this so you don't have to pay money to get on a plane. And so it first started, I'm gonna give you guys her name right now. Give me a second. I want to make sure I say her name correctly and everything for you guys. So give me a second. Hopefully I say her name correctly. Trying to find it. Can't find the name. I'm trying to see if I can find, like, at least on the website, who the creator is. Give me a moment. What is it? No, I don't want to do that. Okay, there we go. Contact. Yeah, it's not showing me on the website. I wanted to give her credit. But yeah, it was made by an amazing woman. I saw a lot of ads on Instagram talking about Lux, and I was like, okay, let me give this a try. I'm like, oh. And I saw one that a woman like me was like, I'm an overpacker, let's see how much this bag can actually hold. And I'm like, and literally she was like, oh, I'm here for like somewhere for 2 weeks, and let me show you how much I could hold in this bag. And pretty much it was a lot. You can, as well, when you buy it, you can have an add-on and add wheels. I just had a bag with, and it comes with a strap that was perfect for me, but that you could for an additional cost add wheels. And you see, like, flight attendants having, like, cool special bags. Like I said, like, first flight attendants did this, and then it became more mainstream, and, like, everybody else did it. And this is how you prevent having to pay baggage fees. And for me personally, like, I'm going to, at some point, buy one for my sister, because she does travel a lot for work, a couple of my friends when I can, because I feel like this is a great product for you to have short trips, vacation, long trip, vacations. You don't have to pay a zillion dollars for a lot of luggage. You just, maybe if you're going like 2 months or something, maybe your Lux bag and then like another luggage. But if you're just going on like a week or 2 weeks to a place, you just have your Lux bag, you're all good to go, girlfriend. And by the way, like, there is a pocket there that you could put your iPad there, because that's where I put my iPad or your laptop. It fits perfectly. I had my my iPad in this outside pocket. It was fine, it didn't fall or anything. There's also other pockets as well where you could put underwear, bras, all your garments. And before you zip it up for a bag, it folds to however you like it as well. So that's great as well. Again, lots of pockets, lots of room, lots of space to put clothes. Women make amazing products. It's not like, you know what I'm talking about, girls. We have clothes that don't have pockets. And guess who made those clothes? Men. Like, we have jeans that have no pockets. And if they do have pockets, they're fake pockets. Or we have jackets
with no pockets. Or if there are, they do have pockets, they're fake pockets. Or shorts. Or skirts that have no pockets. Or if they do have pockets, they're fake pockets. And then if there are actual pockets, they're not deep enough. Or surprisingly, there's pockets. But you get what I mean. But overall, this bag is amazing. I had to tell you guys. I had to make a podcast about how incredible this Luxe bag is. I believe it would make a great birthday and get birthday present. Especially if you have like someone that's birthday is in the, around the holidays, especially Christmas. I'm talking to especially all my December and November Sagittarius out there, and like the December Capricorns. It would be a really great gift for you guys to get someone this bag, especially if they're traveling or if they're going on a trip soon, anything like that. Perfect gift for any girl in your life. Life changer. And it come, my favorite color is pink, so I got it in rose. There is also a charcoal, which is black. And then there is a beige one as well. Those are the three colors that they have. So you have those three to pick from. I guess if you wanted to, man, I get one. You could get like either the black one, and that would be fine if a guy wanted one. You can use that again. Lots of pockets, lots of space. Again, like once you unzip all the zippers, it's a garment bag where you can put a lot of clothes in. And once you zip it up, you can put more clothes in. Again, one of my best friend that I visit, she was like, "It's literally a Mary Poppins bag," and I'm like, "Yes, it's a real life Mary Poppins bag." When women make things, they make amazing things, and I'm happy I saw it was like. This ad was shown to me on Instagram. There's like a lot of ads that just not sent, but advertised to me on Instagram. I'm like, no thanks. There's some that I'm like, oh, cool, I want to get one. This was one of them that I was like, yes, I needed it. I got it. I saved $30+ because if your luggage is overweight, I saved money from not having to pay a luggage fee for my trip. And that money I literally spent on things I was doing on my trip. For example, like on my trip to Pittsburgh, I saw, concert-wise, I saw Ali and AJ. I saw Jesse McCartney. And then when I came back, and then I saw later on in the month, I saw the Jonas Brothers. So, like, that whole month, like, it was just a childhood awesomeness. So, this literally, well, all the concerts were paid for way in advance, but my trip and like the food I ate, the other things that we did, all of that, and buying other clothes and souvenirs because I lived in Pittsburgh. And all the things I bought because I like shopping and things like that. So all the things I bought, I used my money. Like in the food I bought, the extra money to on that and not on baggage fees and everything. I think it's, for me, I believe Luxe, great. And by the way, buy it from Luxe. Do not buy it from Amazon. I know everybody likes buying things from Amazon. No. Things like this, you have to buy it from the website. Because then it's all authentic. And the bag is made of faux leather, but a strong faux leather. So it does, it's not gonna fall apart. It's not gonna be damaged. It's gonna be great quality. Do not buy it from Amazon, because I did see a Luxe review and someone was like, at the beginning was like, I bought the, and they were like, buy it from Luxe themselves. Do not buy it from Amazon, because they bought one from Amazon and they're like, oh, this bag ripped apart and didn't last my whole vacation, or when I put stuff in it, it fell apart. And it only fell apart because they bought it from Amazon and it wasn't actually from the creator. It was someone that was trying to profit from and steal. And it wasn't even called Lux. It was called something else from this woman that made this great product, and it fell apart because they made it horribly. Buy it from the, I know it's expensive, but if you're, but when you decide to buy this, buy it from Lux. They also do buy one get one free or something like that, and I believe they're doing, or they're lowering the price during the holidays, you know, because the holidays are coming up. Places are doing sales, so they're gonna 100% do a sale for Christmas. So get on there if you wanna buy it then. But like I said, get your female loved ones that travel a lot and a Luxe bag. It will help save them money on their trip. They won't have to buy, they won't have to pay money for check-in bag, bags that go under the plane. And guess what? Especially if you're going home for the holidays to anywhere up north and your flight gets canceled and you can't get your luggage because it's under the plane, with your Luxe bag, you carry it all. So you can change and get whatever you need because your bag is with you. So it's a really great thing to have as well. And instead of spending a lot of money on luggage, you can use that money that you were going to spend on luggage for other things. So here's my review. This is my first product review ever, and I wouldn't have done a product review on something that I wasn't passionate about. And if I'm messing up with my words, I just watched, I'm being 100% transparent with you guys, I just watched part 2 of Wicked, aka Wicked for Good. Was crying a lot during that movie. I am an Amazon Prime member, so I was able to watch an early access of For Good on Monday, the 17th of November. November, and then I'm gonna see it in 3D on Saturday, the 22nd of November. I recorded the first half and what I thought about this, spoiler alert, what I thought about this amazing movie. It was great, it was phenomenal, cried the whole time, and I watched it in normal. I'm gonna watch it again in 3D on Saturday. So I recorded my reaction and thoughts of the normal version. I'm gonna talk to you guys about the 3D version, what I thought about that and everything like that, and continue the video for that. So that's why you're getting jumbled. So that's what, and I was like, I'm doing good. Technically I'm not, because I just got off of doing the first half of my Wicked Part 2 or Wicked for Good podcast. But overall, I hope you guys are doing great.
I love you. Thank you for listening. Happy holidays. Bye.